My name is Katherine Robertson, and I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine at the University of California, San Diego Medical Center. Today I'll be talking about hip pain and hip injuries in our active population. The hip joint is a ball and socket joint. Because of this ball and socket structure, we have incredible freedom of motion and range of motion in our hip joint. The socket of the hip is lined with a soft tissue structure called the hip labrum. This is important because many of the soft tissue injuries in our active population are caused by hip labral tears. Certainly the most common cause of hip pain in our active individual are overuse injuries like tendonitis, bursitis, and strains. But when pain becomes chronic or doesn't go away with rest, a very common culprit is the hip labrum. Hip labral tears can occur in two ways. The first is through trauma, for example, with a fall or a car accident. But more commonly, we see hip labral tears in association with hip impingement, or FAI. FAI, or femoroacetabular impingement, occurs when the ball and the socket have contours that don't quite match. It's sort of a square peg in a round hole problem. Patients with FAI or hip impingement have bony prominences on either the ball or the socket side of the hip. In certain positions, particularly with bending or twisting, these prominent areas can hit up against the other side of the hip, causing catching and trapping that soft tissue labral structure. Over time, this can cause tears of the labrum. Tears of the labrum are diagnosed with a thorough history and physical exam, as well as imaging techniques. Most commonly, we first obtain x-rays or radiographs to look at the hip bone structure, and then we follow this up with an MRI arthrogram of the hip to most accurately diagnose labral tears. Once the diagnosis of a hip labral tear has been made, the treatment is really fairly specific to the individual patient. That said, a common technique that we use for treatment is hip arthroscopy. Hip arthroscopy is a minimally invasive surgical technique that has really undergone a huge evolution over the past decade. We are now able to do very complex surgeries through minimally invasive means with a fast rehabilitation time. During hip arthroscopy, we place a small camera within the hip joint and then use long, thin instruments while we observe our repairs up on a video screen. The advantages of hip arthroscopy are first that it's an outpatient procedure, so that patients are able to go home the same day. Second, we minimize our incisions and so minimize postoperative pain. And finally, we minimize our soft tissue trauma to accelerate rehab and ensure that the patients have the best chance of getting back to their active lifestyle. Thank you for listening. This is Katherine Robertson from the University of California, San Diego.